In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is, ever shall be.
There is no doubt about the reality that our life as believers in Christ requires faith. Faith is part of that equation. To even say that we believe in Christ, it implies this faith. We begin our journey of life in Christ with faith. We walk in faith, taking steps of faith in each step of the journey along the way on the path of salvation. And certainly when our faith falters, our life as Christian believers simply doesn't work as it should. We need to continue to walk by faith, to keep trusting in the Lord our God. The gospel text today, the disciples did not have enough faith to do what was asked of them. Faith is essentially that thing that we have to look at in the gospel text today. We don't know the full background of the gospel story that we hear. We don't know the exact context of, we only know the after effect of what has happened as the disciples failed to heal this young boy. We do know earlier in the gospel text, that in several chapters earlier to this, that Jesus had sent out his disciples two by two, and he had given them the authority to heal, to cast out unclean spirits, to preach the good news to captives. And they came back reporting good news that their mission was successful. But on this particular occasion, we recognize the disciples themselves were not successful. They were unsuccessful, and they didn't know why. And so after they witnessed that Jesus did what so easily what they could not do, what was impossible for them, Jesus did easily, they want Jesus to teach them and tell them why they were unsuccessful, why they failed. And Jesus gives them that simple answer. It's because of your little faith. You don't have enough faith. Your faith is small. And Jesus reminds them that the tiniest bit of faith, faith as small as a mustard seed, is all that is required to do things like move mountains. That just a little bit of faith is enough to make what is impossible to us become possible. Think about it. How many times in our life do we dismiss things that are before us and don't even consider what is before us as possible because we have already dismissed it as impossible? We look and from our vantage point, we cannot see around this mountain, and so we say it's impossible to move the mountain, to go through the mountain. We just determine a new path in our life. Because what is before us seems impossible. This was what it was like for the disciples. They failed. They couldn't do something. And then Christ comes along and did what was apparently impossible for them. With just a little bit of faith, the world of possibility begins to open up. With a little bit of faith, all things truly do become possible. But Jesus then proceeds to prophesy about his future passion. He says that he will be delivered into the hands of sinful men and killed and be raised on the third day. And even after this whole exchange has happened, after the disciples failed to cure this young boy, they want to know why, and Jesus says it's because of your little faith, and he gives them this outstanding teaching on faith and how powerful faith truly is, even a little bit of faith the size of a mustard seed. Even after all of that, have the disciples learned the lesson and does their faith, in fact, increase? Well, if we were going to read just outside of your bulletin, the text, what you heard this morning, you read the very next verse, you see what the disciples' response is to Jesus telling them that he is going the way of the cross, that he is going to be delivered and killed. We hear the statement that they were greatly distressed at his teaching. So has their faith increased? No. Jesus just tells them that have faith as small as a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. Have faith, and with faith, nothing will be impossible. But as Christ prophesies what is in the future, instead of holding on to faith, instead of holding on to the hopeful news of resurrection that he will be raised, they focus on the fact that he's going to be killed by the hands of sinful men. And they're distressed about his death, greatly distressed. They're not holding on to faith, even moments after this. And the disciples, they're not so unlike us. I mean, how many times do we face situations in life and we doubt? How many times do we face situations and our faith truly does lack what is needed in the moment? How many times do we dismiss what is impossible in our eyes instead of believing that with faith in Christ, things can become possible? And how many times is it that we, in fact, become greatly distressed because of the circumstances of our life. Instead of seeing beyond the circumstance, we fixate on the circumstance that is before us as some kind of mountain that is before us, and we become greatly distressed over the circumstance. But all the while, just a little bit of faith, faith as small as a mustard seed, is sufficient to change our outlook, to change our perspective, to even change that impossible mountain that is before us, that impossible situation that we're so distressed about. See, we begin our Christian journey with faith. We have to continue our Christian journey in faith. We have to take the steps of faith day by day. We have to persevere in faith until the end. Because faith truly can work wonders. Faith, just a little bit of faith, as small as a mustard seed, can move mountains. Faith, with faith, nothing is impossible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.